This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki expanding cabinet with four new ministers today. Department of Water Resources and Irrigation terminates 12 idle contracts. Department of Roads begins process to scrap 40 stalled projects. Nepal taking on USA in ICC World Cup League 2 in Dubai. And US President Donald Trump arrives in Asia for high-stakes diplomatic tour. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki is expanding the cabinet of ministers today, adding four new members to the cabinet. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam has been proposed as Minister for Health and Population, Ganapati Lal Shrestha as Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khagendra Sunar as Minister for Labour and Employment, and Bablu Gupta as Minister for Youth and Sports. The Prime Minister has already submitted her recommendations for the appointment of the new ministers to the President. With this expansion, the Cabinet of Ministers will now have a total of 11 members. The swearing-in ceremony for the newly appointed ministers will take place shortly at the President's office in Sital Nivas, according to the Office of the President. The Department of Water Resources and Irrigation has terminated 12 long-pending irrigation contracts that have shown no progress for years. These contracts were under the previous People's Embankment Program Field Office No. 2 in Jalasurup, Mohotare. The termination follows directives from Minister for Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Gising, to end the trend of contractors leaving projects incomplete. The department say the contractors repeatedly ignored notices and failed to resume works, prompting cancellations and confiscation of their portfolio securities. Similarly, the Department of Roads has initiated the process to terminate 40 more stalled road and bridge contracts under its offices in Tumlingtar, Ilam, Hetongra and Nepalgunj. Contractors have been asked to present revised work plans within 15 days of phase termination, blacklisting and recovery of government dues as per the Public Procurement Act. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged the public to take extra precautions as fire incidents surge nationwide. A total of 14 fire incidents were reported across the country in a single day on the 24th of October, affecting districts including Pasthur, Sunsari, Saptari, Dhanusa, Mohotari, Rohtak, Dolakha, Lalitpur, Nawalpur, Rolpa, Gulmi, Rukum West, Kanchanpur and Darchula. Most of the fires are believed to have been caused by negligence and lack of awareness. According to the authority, 13 fire incidents were recorded on the 23rd of October and 17 on the 22nd of October. The three-day data shows that fires make of the majority of disaster-related events during this period. With the end of the monsoon and the onset of the dry season, fire incidents have been on the rise across the country. Pokhara has witnessed a surge in domestic and foreign tourists during the long Dussehra Tihar holidays, with around 90% hotel occupancy in the lakeside area. Favorable weather and clear mountain views have revived local tourism activities. Hotel Association Pokhara President Lakshman Suvedi said the city's tourism sector, hit hard by past disasters, is now showing signs of recovery. About 1,200 tourist standard hotels in Pokhara can accommodate 40,000 guests nightly. Tourists heading for Annapurna trekking routes and Mustang have further boosted numbers. Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal Pokhara President Krishna Acharya noted growing interest in the newly promoted Annapurna North Trail. Pokhara Tourism Council Vice President Hari Bujel stressed the need for long-term government plans for sustainable tourism across all seasons. Nepal is taking on the USA today in the ongoing ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. The match marks the beginning of Nepal's tri-series campaign involving the USA and host UAE, running from today until the 5th of November. The series is crucial for Nepal as they look to strengthen their position in the League Two standings and build momentum for upcoming fixtures. After a mixed run of results, Nepal currently stands 7th on the points table with 12 points from 16 matches, including 5 wins, 9 losses and 2 no results. The USA, meanwhile, have been one of the most consistent performers in the competition, sitting second with 28 points from 20 games, having secured 14 victories. Today's match will be key for Nepal to regain form and boost their World Cup qualification hopes. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Asia for a week-long diplomatic tour that includes a highly anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. According to the BBC, trade is expected to dominate the agenda as tensions between the world's two largest economies continue to rise. Trump landed in Kuala Lumpur as the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN Summit begins today. He will next visit Japan and later South Korea, where the White House has confirmed his meeting with Chinese President Xi. The three-day ASEAN Summit is expected to focus on trade tariffs and access to rare earth minerals amid the ongoing U.S.-China trade rivalry. Meanwhile, President Trump has also presided over what he described as a historic peace deal between Thailand and Cambodia, countries long embroiled in a border dispute. However, Thailand's foreign minister said the agreement should be seen as a pathway to peace rather than a formal peace treaty. Officials from Pakistan and Afghanistan have met in Istanbul to discuss ways to ensure the continuation of a recently brokered ceasefire between the two countries. According to Al Jazeera, the talks, which began on Saturday and are expected to continue today, follow a truce mediated in Doha by Qatar and Turkey after deadly cross-border clashes that killed dozens of people and injured hundreds. Pakistan's Defense Minister, Qawaz Mohammad Asif, speaking on Saturday, warned that failure to reach an agreement could lead to open conflict. He, however, expressed optimism, saying both sides appeared willing to pursue peace. Afghanistan's delegation to the talks is being led by Deputy Interim Minister Haji Najib, while Pakistan has not disclosed details of its representatives. Earlier, Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that the discussions must address what it called the persistent threat of terrorism originating from Afghan territory and affecting Pakistan. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall in one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharki expanding cabinet with 4 new ministers today. Department of Water Resources and Irrigation terminates 12 idle contracts. Department of Roads begins process to scrap 40 stalled projects. Nepal taking on USA in ICC World Cup League 2 in Dubai. And US President Donald Trump arrives in Asia for high-stakes diplomatic tour. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.